Up next is Silver Soulbird.
He wants me to be steady, like the river. But it's not steady at all. What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. They all must pay a price. Be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the riverbend, waiting just around the riverbend. I look once more just around the riverbend, beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free, don't know what for. What I dream the day might send just around the riverbend for me. There beyond those trees are right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that sound of distant drumming? For a handsome, sturdy husband who builds handsome, sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming. Just around the riverbend, just around the riverbend. I look once more just around the riverbend, beyond the shore, somewhere past the sea, don't know what for. Why do all my dreams extend just around the riverbend, just around the riverbend? Should I choose the smoothest course, steady as the beating drum? Should I marry Cocoam? Is all my dreaming at do you still wait for me, dream giver, just around the river bend?
All right, so Soulbird, not Songbird, just around the riverbend. Although Songbird just did do the song.
Interesting.
That is. And it's three S's in a row. I'm going 80, and I'm sorry. Okay, the vocals could have been a little bit louder in the intro. You have a pretty voice. For moments, like, I look once more, I would have liked more voice or power behind it, because it sounded like you just came back down a little bit, or made it a little bit more airy. I would have liked more emotion overall, and a bit more build / dynamics in the song. And that's all I really have. Ambie?
Silver Soulbird. She's a soul bird. Sorry, I had to do it.
I love wonky, tired Ambie sometimes.
I gotta get through this. I gotta be up in like not very long. Soulbird. I thought you had very, very pretty vocals. I liked your acting in the beginning as well. I thought that was a nice little touch, kind of like the intro into it. I really liked your bends. There was a way that you were hitting the bends, like the long ones, like the just around the river bends. But I thought that like you really like pow punched them. I liked that about them. My one nitpick that I would have was. And this is something I think I had with Zelda, didn't hear this, but with Nani, was there was a couple of times when you had a tendency to go up, like, do the switch from chest to head, or I think it was actually more like head to higher head voice. I really couldn't tell.
I think that's what I kind of said. I think that's what I was trying to say.
The tone of it kind of changed, and it got breathier, and it didn't sound as solid as it did for the rest of it, and I didn't like those parts. But it was kind of the exact same thing that Nani did in hers as well. That was like my one nitpick. I thought the dynamics were decent. They could have been more, but I think they were still decent. And dude, it smells like a freaking it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It smells like a forest fire outside of my house again.
What?
It's just like I'm muting my mic and I'm gonna look out my window. You guys continue writing because it smells like something's on fire.
Yeah, you better go look at that, Ambie, and make sure your house isn't on fire or anything. Oh dear. Let's see. Silver Soulbird, I liked your intro monologue too. And I don't, I mean, you can't really foretell people doubling up with you, but like tonight, any like little differences you can do and throw into your song is a plus, and that was a nice thing to like separate yourself from the other just around the river bands. My goodness, there's so many rivers in ATOE tonight. Okay, bad pun. I also liked your backtrack. Let's see. I've heard a lot of meh backtracks of this song. I thought this was also very pretty, and I agree with Ambi. I would have liked a little bit more power in your choruses, because the music really swells into that chorus too, and like it gets higher, but like I would like a little bit more power and your energy to swell with it, because I liked your energy and your emotion and dynamics in your verses, but not quite as much in the choruses. I thought it could have used a little bit more. And I thought the what's it called, the slower part at the very end, I thought it could have used a little bit more like thoughtfulness and I guess uncertainty, maybe. I thought it was a little bit too formal for my liking, and I thought it could have used a little bit more. I think it could have relaxed a little bit and kind of like
just wandered off in your mind.
Yeah, like push the acting a little bit more in that segment. But overall, I thought this was very pretty, Silver Soberg, and one of the better ones we've heard so far tonight. So good job.
Wait, you said that the backtrack was iffy for you?
No, I said this backtrack was good.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, compared to like the other covers of Just Around the River Bend we've heard like earlier tonight and like last season, I've heard some pretty like ugh backtracks of this song.
Interesting.
So I'm very glad she picked one that was very nice and it was good. So yeah. Oh, welcome back, Ambi.
And just as a note, my house is not on fire.
It's you heard that?
Across... Yes, I heard that. I just muted the microphone. I didn't mute you.
Oh, darn. Too bad. It's a good thing I didn't, like, diss Ambi behind her back.
Yeah, I've been like, bitch, what? No, it's my neighbors have one of those, like, fire pits behind their house, and I think they're burning something in their fire pit at 3 o'clock in the morning, because I don't know. They're weird sometimes. Sometimes they just leave, like, their front house lights on all night long for no reason whatsoever. I just smile and nod sometimes. But, yeah. No, I think it's them because their lights are on, so they're clearly awake. Unless their house is on fire and that's what those lights are.
Okay.
In which case, oops.
Interesting. Last season we had Santa Claus. Today we have... Oh, wait, that was... Was that in ATOE?
That was amazing.
Okay, cool.
It was amazing.
Yes. Fire pits, Santa Claus. All right.
Frog.
Each his own with his recording. Yes. So coming up next, we have... originally, her name was like Katsuruku Wikubu or something like that. We couldn't pronounce it. So we're just going to call her Carly from now on. I like it. It's nice and easy to remember. And it kind of reminds me of iCarly. I like that.
And it's interesting because Silver Soulbird's name is actually Carly too.
Yes.
Oh. Interesting.
Creepy.
All right. So let's listen to her.
Look at me. I will never pass for a perfect bride or a perfect daughter, can it be? I'm not meant to play this part. Now I see that if I were truly to be myself, it would break my family's heart. I cannot
Charlie singing the curse song. Dun dun dun. It's back again. Yes. You will never escape it fully. It will always be back for more.
I think people are doing this intentionally to us. I swear to God.
I really think they are.
Oh, you guys. You guys have no faith and trust in your contestants. They're just being nice, and I'm sure they...
You were about to say faith, trust, and pixie dust, weren't you?
I do. I did. I mean, that's even my senior quote, actually, in my yearbook.
Oh, that's awesome.
Side note aside.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Moving on. Go ahead.
So, Carly, I liked this. I did. I thought that it was a pretty good place for your voice for the most part, and we'll get to that in a second. The thing I liked most about was I thought it was it had a decent build to it. Like, it kind of started off at a nice place, and then in the chorus swelled. It didn't swell a lot, but it swelled enough to, like, be a build and a difference in the dynamics. My only thing was I did think at times it was kind of an odd spot in your range. I don't know how to describe it. It almost seemed like your voice wanted to go switch over into head, and you were, like, holding it back, so it kind of sounded like you were forcing your voice, not all the time, but in a couple of spots, to stay in chest when it really wanted to go into head. Jeffers?
Yeah, I thought... This is definitely one of the better attempts at the cursed song, and I don't know. I'm wondering if it's really cursed anymore, because I like this.
Maybe the curse is being lifted from it.
Yes, maybe. Carly, you are doing some magic on the reflections. I thought this was really pretty, and I like your build, too, as Ambi said. I thought I had that on emotion, ? In the verse, and I was like, scratch this out. I thought your chorus was great, but I think the verse could have used a little bit more. I'm not really sure what I was looking for, though. Did you guys hear an odd sound when the song breaks at the end?
I heard a puff somewhere in there.
I heard, like, some kind of mic sound, and I wish you edited that out. And I thought at times your notes were just slightly either sharp or flat, just here and there. And it wasn't, like, really off. It was just, like, just a hair off. But overall, I like this a lot, Carly. Yeah. I thought the curse is slowly being broken.
For a new song to take its place, yeah.
Maybe.
Indeed.
Okay, did the music fade in for you guys, or was that just me?
I'm not sure. I didn't pay that much as much attention to that as I did the rest of it.
Sometimes the vocals were overpowered by music at times, and this next one is probably around what Amber was saying about being weird in your range or something, because I had, like, really weird quality to the vocals, so that might tie into Amber's note. And overall, I liked the dynamics. Just overall, and I did hear that one puff or sup noise near the end. That's all I had.
Okay.
Okay. I like more kind of shorter and sweeter.
so you can get back to sleeping and kicking off.
Back to sleep and go to sleep. Period.
Go to sleep and get ready for your job tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning or 8, whatever it is.
No, it's something else is going on at 9 o'clock in the morning. Don't even get me started.
All right. Anyway, guys, moving on to the next song is
Genesis.
Prince Charming.
Uh-oh.
Ambi perks up.
Great timing, Genesis. You, like, snapped her out of that mood. Thank you. You have my utmost gratitude. All right.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella de Vil. The curl in her lips, the ice in her stare. All innocent children had better beware. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. At first you think Cruella is a devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil. First you think Cruella is a devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil. Look out for Cruella de Vil.
And that was Genesis with Cruella de Vil. The fun version, if you know what I mean, too.
I do.
My first note, Genesis, is LOL in all caps. It's the fun screaming backtrack.
I adore this backtrack.
If you guys don't know or are new to HCOE, Captain Squad Zero sang this song for Disney Renaissance Week, and it's this backtrack is so kooky and it's so fun.
Wait, Disney Renaissance Week?
Or, classics, I think.
Or, yeah, classics, sorry.
Confused me.
But yeah, this backtrack is so kooky with the scream and the it's so funny. Genesis, I thought it was vocally very good. I liked your dynamics, and I thought you had good energy. I wasn't sure if I liked your performance on this, though. And the reason why is the backtrack is so silly, and I'm not sure if he had this kind of, like, jazzy thing going on, and I think I would have liked that with, like, the more traditional backtrack, but I'm not sure if I liked it with this version of the backtrack. It sounded a little out of place for me. Because I thought with this thing kind of backtrack, you can do a bit more like silly craziness and goofy
acting too.
Yeah, like you could have done a bit more goofiness with this version of the song, and maybe
aloha, aloha, le kind of stuff.
Yes.
You will never live that down.
No, he will not. But yeah, that's all.
JC singing the Vil, woo! I don't remember him doing a jazz song like this. My first section was I love this backtrack just because of those screams. But overall, I did like this. What I did have is the consistency of performance with the back sound effects, I guess we can call them. Because, like, you were really jazzy with it, but then you had this scream, and you could have played off with it a little bit more. And like I said, you could have acted a bit more with it. That's all I have. Ambi?
Yeah, I had like a question mark on like, does it need more energy? Does it need more performance? I really could not pick it out at first until I heard them critique, and now I kind of can a bit more. It was, yeah, it just needed more. The style of the singing kind of clashed a little bit with the style of the backtrack, and I would have liked a bit more playfulness with it. I felt that you were a little too serious with it, when it should have been more playful. But the vocals were all good, and they all were correct. There was no bad notes or anything like that. It was just a little, you know, mismatched performance to music. Done.
Done?
Wow. Oh my god, the Duns have returned.
Done.
They have slowly been returning.
dun 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 yes. dun dun dun.
So up next is, according to the spreadsheet that Ambien made, up next is Monkier. Monkier.
Shut up. It's the moniker. I don't always misspell it like that. And does it too.
Right, Moniker Silent, aka Monkier, you're up next.
I ain't never gonna live that down.
We're your friends to the bitter end.
The bitter end.
When you're alone,
who comes around
to pluck you up
when you are down.
And when you're outside looking in, who's there to open the door?
That's what
friends are for. Who's always eager to extend a friendly claw? That's what friends are for. And when you're lost,
bum, bum, bum,
in dire need, who's at your side? At lightning speed, we're friends with every creature coming down the pipe. In fact, we've never met an animal we didn't like.
So you can see we're friends.
We're friends indeed.
We'll keep you
safe in the jungle forevermore.
That's what friends are for.
All right, Moniker Silent with We Are Friends from The Jungle Book. And all in a cappella. Awesome.
What a risky song choice.
I know.
Yeah, especially just early on.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun.
Bama Cole did this one too.
Yes, he did.
He got kicked off because of this one.
Uh-oh, Moniker. Yeah. I mean, Moniker.
Shut up!
Okay. For some parts, you tend to get cloney, which is very common for this kind of stuff. So many monikers, can the world handle that? I would like a bit more on some of the parts. And at the end, which should have been, had it been the original with more menacing, I would like that. But he made it his own with that nice big old long note and all that. But this was fun to listen to, because I think a cappella is a fun thing to do and listen to. Especially self a cappella, which... it's not easy. Ambie?
Oh, sorry. I got distracted by someone PMing me. Thanks, Rochelle. You PMed me and I got like, what? Moniker Monkier. Sorry about that. I was in a hurry when I was typing in your name because a whole bunch of them were coming in at once. I really was kind of impressed by this. This was something I would have expected from, like, I don't know, Aria or Beloved or something like that, or Omi. I didn't really expect this from you. I don't know. I didn't expect to hear Moniker a cappella troupe going on.
No, not at all.
And I think that you did some good justice. It did get slightly clony a little bit at a time, but for the most part, I thought you did a very good job of not making it too ultra clony. And yeah, I just thought it could have used maybe a little more energy behind it, but I could tell that you maybe sacrificed that little bit of extra oomph and energy for getting the notes just right and so on and so forth. But yeah, that's all I really had to say.
Okay, Moniker, as a lot of people know me as like the mixing what's it called?
Nitpicker? Nazi.
Mixing police. I like that.
Okay, yeah, because I'm the puff police, so you're the mixing police.
Yeah, so it balances out. That being said, I was impressed by your mixing moniker. Bet I schooled you there. Let's see. I thought it was very well in sync. Like, kudos on that moniker. And yeah. I also thought the panning was a very good touch. Because when you mix, like, a big course of things like this, it often gets kind of muddy sounding when you have too many tracks in the same location on your spectrum of left and rightness. So I thought like the way he spaced it out between the left and rights and in-betweens was good touch. I think your main melody line could have been a little bit louder and your lower bass harmony could have been a little bit softer, because there was one part towards the middle where I thought the main melody got a little drowned out by the other harmonies. But they were good, and that was very impressive. And I think some of the solo parts in the beginning could have used a little bit more, like, goofiness. Because, like, I don't know, like, if he was going for, like, cover version or moniker version. But, like, I would have liked a little bit more goofiness in the solo Vulture parts. But overall, I thought this was very well done and well-polished performance, moniker. Yeah, it was impressive.
And thank you for another obscure song, moniker. You make me very happy.
Alright, I guess we're done with that one then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Next.
Because I'm not looking at the list, and this time I'm definitely not looking at the list, and I'm not going back to it.
Let's see.
Captain of Squad Zero.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.